Hello there. Could you please state and spell your name, please? Yes.
So my name is Yuchen Zhao. It's Yuchen Zhao.
Okay, and can you tell me what you had for breakfast today?
Yes. So basically because I need to get up early, very early this morning, so I just have a glass of water for breakfast. So I haven't have anything yet.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to ask you a few questions here. Where do you most commonly gather your food?
Well, it kind of depends, but basically that will be the grocery stores near campus. So sometimes I will go to Pick and Save or Metro Market, or sometimes I will go to Walmart. And there's one time I probably go to, there's Pete's Fruit Market on North Avenue. So that's the typical stores where I got food.
Okay, and in as much detail as possible, describe your journey to and from this place. We're in Walker Square right now at the Bloom and Groom Festival, Farmers Market.
Yes, so I'm here as a part of the UWM Nurturing Trust team, and I come also with my teammates. And I think this morning we drive from campus for 10 minutes and we got here. And it's not that far away, and I think that's my first time come to this park. I think I probably drive past it previously, but I didn't like visit the park before, so that's my first time here.
Okay, and what food would you grow if you could?
I think for me, I will try to grow the more maybe the spice like the thyme or rosemary or basil. I think because they are a little bit pricey at the grocery store, like $1.99 or $2.99. I think that'll be great if I can grow my own, and also I can try some different flavors, and I think that's really beneficial for my own cooking.
All right, and can you describe your dream garden plot?
Okay, so I think for me, I haven't started having my garden at all for now, but I think since I'm living in an apartment now, so I think that would be easier if I can do maybe something along my balcony or underneath my windows, which is a little bit easier for me to take care of, and also maybe not that far away from my apartment, my room, and also it can be a good decoration at the same time.
All right, and can you describe for me what you feel like trust may taste like, or what is a recipe of trust? When do you feel in the atmosphere of trust when food is involved?
Oh, I think for me, it's a little bit hard question to answer, but I would say maybe, you know, I'm an international student from China, so every time we have Chinese New Year, probably in January or February, and then at that time we'll have like all the Chinese students gather together, and we'll have kind of like a potluck, and then we'll share some of our hometown flavors. I think that's where I really feel comfortable with. Yeah.
Okay, and then our last question today is, tell us about a food that is special to you and why.
I think to me, I'll just pick one very quickly. I think that's from the sales pizza near campus. I think they have the lunch special every day from noon to five, I think. You know, sometimes when, you know, because the food near campus is quite limited, we don't have a lot of choice. But I think that pizza place is one of my favorite near the campus, especially I don't have a lot of time to prepare myself, or it's during the final weeks, so I have to do something quick, eat something quick, grab something quick, and I think that's my favorite spot.
Okay, and what was that called again, that pizza place?
Sal's Pizza.
Okay. Sal's Pizza. That's all the questions that I have for you today, but is there anything else that you would like to add about your food journey?
I think that's it.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.